In Matthew chapter number 12, Matthew chapter 12, verse number 9, and the Bible says, when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and he asked him, saying, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore is it lawful to do well on the Sabbath days? Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him.
Amen.
I'll preach just a few minutes on this tonight, if God will be my help, on some things that are withered. Amen. Some things that are withered. Now, as I got to thinking about this, and we see this here, and we see as Jesus went into the synagogue, and the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Herodians, they were out to tear down the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. They'd out to tear down the very Word of God. Amen. And as I thought about this and thinking about some things that are withered, I got to thinking about these Pharisees and how withered their hearts were, how cold and indifferent, how shriveled up and small was the hearts of these Pharisees, that they couldn't see the mighty hand of an almighty God. He goes into the synagogue, and there's a man there with his hand withered. Apparently this man had some form of paralysis in his hand. Jerome says that this man may have been a stonemason, a rock mason, and that his hand was withered. And he went into the synagogue, and Jesus saw him there. He said, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. I don't see here where this man asked Jesus to do anything for him, but Jesus apparently had fixed his eyes on this man with a withered hand. Can I tell you tonight that Jesus is concerned about withered things? Amen. He wants everything to be made whole. He wants everything to be made complete. He is concerned about things that are withered. And this man was there, and he had that withered hand. And I can just see Jesus as he goes into the synagogue, and he fixes his eyes upon this man with his withered hand. Maybe he was just hanging there. Maybe it was just a shriveled up, dried up, maybe twisted up in an odd fashion. And Jesus began to eye it, and the Pharisee said, yeah, look at him. You know what he's going to do? He's going to heal this man, and this is a Sabbath day. Hey, so we've got to just ask him. Go ahead, ask. And they prod each other. Finally, one of them asked him a question. And they said, didn't they ask him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? Amen. He said, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? Their hearts were so withered. Their hearts were so hardened. And maybe they knew who this man was. They knew what this man's occupation was. They knew what it would be like if this man could have both. Well, any of us. Amen. As if we've got both hands that we can use, praise God, what a blessing it is. Hey, some people don't have that that privilege. Amen. We got together last night with Teresa's brother, and he ain't got these two fingers is pretty much gone. And we aggravate him all the time because, you know, if he puts his hand up or something, he's just got three fingers, and we say he's rooting for Dale Earnhardt. Number three. Amen. But you can tell he's got accustomed to using it without those. But if you ask him, he'd tell you, boy, it'd be nice if I had them two fingers. It would make things a whole lot better. So we see this man that's withered. We see the Pharisees whose hearts are withered, whose hearts are so hardened that they don't want to even see somebody healed, praise God, because of it being on the Sabbath day. Now, Jesus had done told us, amen, he said that the Sabbath was made for man, made for man, and not the Sabbath for man. Praise God. He said the Sabbath was made that God could get glory, God could give rest, God could give a hope and promise on his day. Amen. And so they take that day, and of course, as the Pharisees, they pick it apart, they add to it, and they make it, praise God, to where no man can abide by the law of God. And they ask him this, so that they might have something to accuse him of. And so here's this man with this withered hand. And he feels that probably out of place as can be. And they ask the Lord Jesus this. And he said unto them, what man shall there be here, or there be among you, that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? Amen? See, sheep ain't much for helping themselves. When they get in a situation, they'll just stay there and die. Amen? But he said, hey, listen, is there anybody among you here that you have one sheep? Now, if you only had one sheep, praise God, that's all you got. Amen? And if you have that one sheep, is it worth saving? Amen. Glory to God. That one sheep is worth going to. That one sheep is worth getting down in the pit and getting it out. And Lord, what? Said, what man of you, among you, if you have one sheep and it fall into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold on it and lift it up? Amen. Lift it out. Amen. He said, hey, listen, what he was saying, what are you thinking? How hard and calloused is your heart? Amen. If a little old sheep deserves rescuing, how much more a man deserves rescuing? If you do that for a sheep on the Sabbath, so how much then is a man better than a sheep? Amen. Praise God, this man's here. He's got a withered hand. He needs help from the Lord. Praise God. The Lord says, hey, listen, it don't matter what day it is, glory, hallelujah. If somebody can get help from the Lord, they need that help, and they need it right now. They don't need to procrastinate. They don't need to wait. They need to get help from the Lord while it's available. So we see some things that are withered. It's Pharisees' hearts. They're hardened and calloused, and they don't care. Amen. God help us that we'd never get in that situation where our hearts is hardened and calloused, where we don't care. Amen. About seeing souls saved. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some withered things. Some things that are withered. Not only do we see if you think about today, the Pharisees' hearts is hardened or withered. And withered hard hearts, praise God. They're out to find fault. Amen. A hard, withered heart, a dried up heart, praise God, that's looking out to find fault, always looking to find fault. Guess what? It'll never find. It'll never find fruit. Amen. When a heart is always trying to find fault, it'll never find fruit. Fruit unto the Lord Jesus Christ. These fellows they're hard pressed to find any fruit because their hearts are calloused. Their hearts are withered up. They've dried up. Amen. Praise God. And so everybody around them, and I just want you to notice the effect of this tonight. So all around those Pharisees are lives that are withered. Amen. The lives of the people of Israel are withered up. They're shriveled up. Amen. Their hope is gone. They're anxious all the time because of these Pharisees and because of the hold that they try to hold on them because of the hardness and the witheredness of their hearts. I praise God. Lives all around them. All the lives in Jerusalem and Israel, praise God, are all shriveled up as well. Amen. They're needing just a ray of sunshine, just a touch of hope. Amen. But you got these folks that's there in a synagogue, that's supposed to be the rulers of the people, the leaders of the people, praise God, the teachers of the people, and their hearts are so cold and withered and shriveled up that they can't be an encouragement anywhere. God help. So we see lives all around them that shriveled up. Lives here and lives there, household, churches, synagogue, all over the place, all over Jerusalem are shriveled up and withered and withering. Because of some things that's withered in their lives. Amen. Not only does it cause withered lives, praise God, but that leads back, that is because of a withered faith. When our faith withers and our faith draws up and our faith, praise God, is not nourished to flourish and praise God, and it withers up, praise God, it begins to be a something that we can't build upon. It begins to be something that doesn't have an influence like it ought to on ourselves or others around us. And we got to have faith to believe that God Almighty is able, through the volume of the book it's written of Him, to reach out and touch our hearts through faith. That we believe in Him, we trust in Him, we rely on Him. We don't look to men, we don't look to the things of men, praise God, but we look to the things of God and His Word of truth that speaks to hearts, speak to yours and mine so that they can speak volumes to a lost and a dying world that they might be compelled to come in. Amen. But because of these religious leaders and because of their hearts is withered, amen. Now, there's a whole lot of it. There's a whole lot, praise God. It's like these Pharisees. Amen. They were businessmen. They were in it for the money. Amen. They like to see that money coming in. They like to watch it rolling in. And they would be apt to tell you that you need to tithe. When you need to offer up alms gifts. When they wouldn't tithe and they wouldn't offer up alms themselves, they wouldn't help nobody if they could. Amen. Because they were withered up. And because they withered up, you had withered lives. Because they were withered up, praise God, you have withered faith all around Jerusalem. Amen. Things are withered away. And when you have a withered lives and you have withered faith, you know what it tends to lead to? It tends to lead to withered relationships. Amen? When our lives get withered up, praise God, and we get callous in our doings and callous in our life and callous in our Christianity and in the life that we live for Christ Jesus. Amen. We're not living up to no man. We're not looking up to no man, no preacher, no person, but we're looking and lifting up our hands to Jesus Christ, our Savior, the author and finisher of faith, the one that's going to lead us down the road and help us to get home because He is the way. There's none other. Amen. None other name given among men whereby we must be saved than Jesus Christ the Lord. So we build but relationships. But what's happening is relationships are withering up. You see the trickle-down effect that it has when we become withered to the Word of God? When things begin to wither up, when things begin to dry up, amen, we lose our perspective. Amen. And we begin to lose our lives and begin to lose faith in the very one that we should have faith in. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we start losing our relationships start withering up. Our relationships start failing all over the country. And we says we see our relationships withering away. Now listen to me. We start seeing our homes falling apart. I was just thinking about this today, how a withered attitude, praise God, and how it affects our lives and our faith, and how it affects our relationships, especially our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It should never be withering, praise God. It should be always prospering and sprouting and growing, praise God, for His glory. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing, because we have the blessed hope of Christ living in us. Amen. That's encouraging us and bringing us out of this mully grub of this world and setting our feet upon the foundation of Jesus Christ the Lord, that one day we'll be with Him where He is. Amen. Amen. But we start seeing homes failing. And we wonder why they are failing, because they're withering away. Amen. I told you this morning I talked with a couple talking about how things was going okay. And then they got away from the Lord, and things just fell apart. Amen? And they wondered what was happening. I said, well, you were running well when you was with the Lord. Amen? We got to stay with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We got to trust in Him. If not, we begin to wither. And when things get withered, praise God, when they wither and they dry up, they become useless, of none effect. Amen? But God says, I don't want our relationships, I don't want our faith, I don't want our homes become of none effect. We've got to have the faith on Jesus Christ, praise God. We can't let our homes, our families, we can't let them wither away. Amen. We have to be encouragers. I hear it all the time. People say, well, preacher, you know, I like to do stuff with my family. Amen. But I'm just so busy. And you say, I'm so busy, I just don't have time to participate in all the things they want to do. I mean, they want to get together for Christmas and Thanksgiving and maybe Easter and maybe for three or four times a year for somebody's birthday. I just can't make myself available for that. Amen. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, praise God, we're so withered within ourselves, praise God. We don't still have no love and compassion, and we're losing our homes and our families, and we're losing them to the devil. Amen. The Bible says our children will be just like us, only worse. Amen. If we don't have time for our families and our homes and lives with them, praise God, then they'll not have time for their wives or homes or their families. Their hearts will be withered and cold and callous. Why is homes in America failing? Oh, the devil's having a heyday today, youngins. He's having him a blast. He's enjoying himself. He's destroying the family as we know it. Amen. Because of some things that's withered, drawn up, fading away. Amen. So not only are our lives and our faith and relationships and our homes withered, but when our homes begin to become withered, then we have whole communities that become withered. Amen. Whole communities begin to dry up unto God, praise God, and they begin to look for other avenues of hope and help. Amen. And we see, and our children are running, they're flocking after this craziness of the world. That's why our children today in these colleges are running these professors, and the professors is filling them full of this cosmic dust, amen, and that stirs their mind, whatever it is, and it gets a hold of them. It's a lie of the devil. And they start chasing after these radical fanatics. Amen. They start believing that it's okay to kill people and kill babies and live in a vile form and fornication and all the other things of the world. Serve other gods. Amen. And we start losing communities. Communities start withering up. Amen. The devil moves in. They just dry up for Jesus, praise God. You've got a cold and indifferent peoples. All over our communities. The communities where me and you live, where we try to thrive. Amen. How can that happen? How should that happen? It shouldn't. Amen. We ought to be a light in the darkness. They might see Christ in us. We ought to be withered up. But we ought to be on fire for Jesus, excited about His soon coming Savior, excited about the opportunity that we're going to have one day to be with Him. Amen. There's a lot of things in this world, praise God, that we deal with now. But praise God, I'm glad God, one of these days, the Lord's going to take us out of here to be with Him forever. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we see how things, can you see how this thing, how this withering, praise God, how it begins to escalate and how it begins to move from point A to point B to point D, praise, till it just keeps moving. It keeps just getting bigger and bigger, praise God. And it just keeps manifesting itself more and more to people and the communities in areas and regions, amen. And the devil just has a heyday. Boy, he's just running around in glee. Thinking, he's done his job well. Amen. Not only do we see it weathered in our communities, but it goes on down, it trickles on down to it, so we see things begin to be withered in our nation. Amen. We start seeing a nation that's withered, praise God, before God. It's callous and cold and indifferent. Used to, in the United States of America, they said 90-some percent of people profess Christianity. They wasn't afraid to say that they were Christians, that they loved the Lord. Amen. That they had some kind of relationship, some kind of knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now they said we're down to less than 32% that's willing to profess You say, Pastor, what happened? He's a withering in the country. They's a withering, not even in the country, but in the nation, in the world where we live. There's a withering to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The world is looking, praise God, but they're not looking for Christ. So we have a withering in the nation. Amen. It just trickled down. It's come to the full, you might say. It's come down from down to where we live. It's come to the word in the community where we abide. Amen. And it's traveled to all the world around us. Amen. Praise God. But we see that some things that are withered in the day and hour we live, but it don't have to be that way. Amen. Praise God. He said they need to be a stirring. They need to be a reviving. You say, preacher, what does it take? The same thing this fella here took. The one with the withered hand. Verse 13, he said, then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. Amen. Stretch. The Lord said to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth thine hand. What did he do? The Bible says, and he stretched it forth. You know what that took? That took faith. Amen. Jesus said, stretch forth your hand. And that man with the withered hand, he stretched forth his hand in faith. The way we take it back, the way we win it back, praise God, the way we overcome the things that are withered and withering away is to just stretch forth our faith unto the Lord Jesus Christ and believe, praise God, on Him. Trust Him to do that for us that we can't do for ourselves. And the Bible says He stretched it forth. And it was restored whole, like as the other. Do you know what? The amazing thing about this stretching forth the hand in faith? You know the amazing thing about trusting in Lord Jesus Christ, believing on Lord Jesus Christ, obeying the command of the Lord Jesus Christ and stretching forth your hand, reaching out in faith? That you don't, praise God, when you do that, you don't have to go through therapy. You don't have to go through a lot of works and hardships. You don't have to go through all the things, praise God, that you have to do in this physical body. But when we stretch our hand in faith out to the Lord God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ, and He makes us whole, we're whole complete. Amen. All those withered things, praise God, that we used to have and worry about and fret over are gone. Praise God, they'll never be withered no more. Praise God, because faith will make your faith, our faith, the faith of the church will make us whole. Amen. We need a whole faith today. Not just a little faith, praise God, but the whole faith of Christ. What He's done for us, praise God, to His glory. Said it was restored whole like as the other. Amen. When we reach forth in faith, Brother Kevin, God Almighty reaches down further than we can reach up and He touches us in our faith and He makes us whole. All those things that was withered are made new. Amen. The old Pharisee's withered heart could have been made new. The lives that they touched could have been made new. The faith that they were putting out could be healing faith. Amen. Praise God. The relationships, the homes, the communities, the nation which we live in, praise God, could be whole in faith. Could you imagine what it'd be like? It'd be a utopia. Amen. We'd be living and loving and praising God in one mind and one accord like a day of Pentecost. The way it's supposed to be. Just living, loving, and praising the Lord. Thanking Him for all His goodness. But there's some things that's made withered. Amen. And we see the reason, praise God, in verse 14. He said, then the Pharisees went out and held a council against Him, how they might destroy Him. Amen. That's how things are made withered. That's how things are destroyed. It's when the Pharisees, the teachers, instructors, and the word preachers try to tear down the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we try to disannul, praise God, the lovely name of Jesus. We're living today in a world, in a society where they say it's all right to, worship and praise God. Just don't mention the name of Jesus. Amen. Just don't mention the name of Jesus. It's okay, praise God, to do this and do it, but don't mention the name of Jesus. And everything will be all right. Amen. They said they tried to take counsel of how they might destroy him. Can you imagine human, little old human beings trying to destroy the God of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. They have no power to destroy him. Amen. Praise God. They couldn't if they wanted to. But because of their old cold, callous, withered hearts. Amen. Even after they seen the mighty power of Christ in healing the man that was withered. And I said that Jerome said that this man was probably a brick or a mason of some kind. Amen. Listen to me, church. Let me just ask you a sincere question, sincere as I know how to. If we had some fella that come in here, let me just do it this way. Brother Ralph that comes in here on Sunday mornings, and he comes in here with his crutches, and he comes walking, and he's been like, I don't know how long, he's been like as long as I've known him, and then some. What if God Almighty moved on him one Sunday morning? And God Almighty touched Brother Ralph, praise God, and he felt the tug of God on him. He just threw those crutches out, and I just stood up and said, glory, hallelujah, and started dancing and running around, jumping and shouting and praising God. Brother Ralph, how old Brother Ralph is? He's getting up in the years. I guess he's close to 80, isn't he? Amen. Still works. Still gets out and goes to work. Amen. Could you imagine what would happen here if Lord touched him, just blessed him on purpose? And that was withered, praise God, was made whole? We'd blow the roof off this thing. We'd shout and praise and give God the glory. But those old cold, hard-hearted, wither-hearted Pharisees saw that maybe the father of some children, that mason, praise God, they saw the healing hand of an almighty God. Saw God move. Saw God touch. Saw God heal through Jesus Christ. And they took counsel among themselves how to destroy him. It don't even make sense. Amen. It don't even make sense. We would be shouting our shoe soles off if somebody here. We have. We've had people that were hurting, that was healed, that was touched by God, and we just come and just praise the Lord for it. Amen. Because those are here that are healed, praise God, those that are touched, praise God, are the same as if it was us. And we're shouting and praising, but what would they do? Because their hearts was all withered. Amen. They took counsel on how to destroy the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that done healing. God help us that our hearts would never be so cold and indifferent. That we never have the withered heart of the Pharisee. Amen. But their heart would be a heart of flesh. That Jesus would take out that old hard heart, that old stony heart, and he'd put in a heart of flesh. Amen. So we could love one another, so we could see the power of an almighty God. See his mighty hand working, even in the day and hour that we live. Amen. You say, well, preacher, a fellow told me this the other day. He said, well, preacher, God just don't work like he used to. Amen. I said, you know what? You're right. God don't work like he used to because we don't believe him like we should. Amen. But I told him, I'll tell you, the same God, he's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. The same God that can heal that withered head is the same God that could heal those withered hearts. Jesus Christ could have made a difference that day in those Pharisees. If they had said, Lord, they saw him heal him. He said, Lord, our hearts is all withered. Our hearts is hard. Lord, would you help our hearts? Praise God, they'd have went out there full of joy, jumping and shouting, praising and giving him glory. Amen. Their lives would have been changed. They would have began to see fruit instead of finding fault. They would have been, praise God, faith would have been increased, the relationships would be better, the homes, the communities, the nation would have been changed. I just wonder this. If they hadn't have done what they did, I wonder what Israel would be doing today instead of what they're doing today. Amen. Fighting a battle, fighting the devil day by day. If they would have only, praise God, realized what Jesus had done in their presence. Amen. Some things that are withered. Let me just encourage you, folks. Don't ever let your life become withered. Amen. Just keep searching. Keep looking. Praise God. Keep trusting in the Lord. Keep reading your Bible. Keep studying and seeking to find Him. And said, we'll find Him if we'll seek Him early. Amen. He said, if we'd draw nigh to Him, He'd draw nigh to us. Praise the Lord. Those old Sadducees, praise God, they were Sadducees because they didn't believe in the resurrection. But them old Sadducees and them Pharisees, praise the Lord, they could have been walking day by day with Lord Jesus Christ. But they chose hardness and bitterness and having a withered heart instead of heart of flesh. God help us not to have a heart of bitterness but a heart of flesh. God will give us, amen, praise His holy name. The reason for that bitterness, praise God, was a hardness of heart.